Hello, and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast Cafe, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. I'm Kelsey Ruppel, Product Marketing Manager at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Rimi Vucha, Senior Director of Product Marketing in the Oracle Cloud Business Group. This is the first podcast in our Practical Path to AI podcast series, where we'll be covering how artificial intelligence is reshaping the business landscape and help you better understand how to get on the path to AI adoption. Welcome, Rimi.
Hi, Kelsey. So nice to be here.
So we've recently seen the rise in emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, or AI, and machine learning, or ML for short. Many people might have heard of these technologies but have no idea what they are or what they can do. Can you first begin by explaining to our listeners what AI and ML are?
So artificial intelligence is really a broader concept of machines being able to carry out the tasks in a way we would consider smart. And machine learning is based around the idea that we can create algorithms that can learn from the data and the experiences and make predictions as they encounter new data and new experiences. So the fundamental concept around how we develop these AI applications is very different. Instead of programming or coding for an outcome, we now need to look at the experiences that we're going through. The term concepts that we've actually been around for a while, like the AI, ML, but what has really changed is how these new technologies are now accessible to the end consumer and enterprises of all sizes and all industries.
Well, Rimi, with what I've been reading, there are some pretty significant benefits to both consumers and enterprises with regards to AI and ML. For example, they will make our cars safer and our cities more efficient and even help us find disease-fighting drugs faster. In fact, research company Strategy Analytics recently found that 41% of consumers believe that AI will make their lives better. But from the business perspective, what will it mean? It seems that AI could be both disruptive and empower the global workforce.
Well, Kelsey, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of excitement around AI and what it really means to us in our daily lives. We simply cannot ignore this technology. It's definitely here to stay. In fact, many have been deeming it as next big fundamental technology change that we're seeing. And at the heart of AI is really data. As for enterprises, data is sitting across our data warehouses, our applications, our devices, and it's growing at a phenomenal rate. So if we can learn to capture some of this data and analyze it quickly, this is where we can start to see the big benefits. And I kind of position it as, you know, I feel like there's two fundamental ways that AI will impact the workplace. One is it'll help to augment and enhance the productivity and engagement that we have with not only customers, but even the employees. And then second, I think it's about automating the routine tasks and processes, taking away some of these mundane tasks that we all get involved in, giving that to some of the robotic processes out there to manage those steps. And instead, we can focus on the more strategic initiatives. And what this will do is actually help to reduce costs and improve the accuracy, taking away some of that human error that gets brought in as we repeat tasks over and over. The key here is companies need to start taking a look at what it'll mean for them and get started.
Yeah, you know, Rimi, you're so right. Companies definitely need to invest in this technology. According to a recent PwC study, business leaders believe that AI is going to be fundamental in the future, where 72% termed it as a business advantage. So that's definitely echoing what you're saying as well. But what do you think have been the biggest advances thus far in artificial intelligence and machine learning?
So, you know, personally, I think we're just starting to see glimpses of what AI can really do and how it'll transform the workplace and how we engage with our customers, partners, and employees. But, you know, when I look across my customers, and that's where I'm starting to learn more from them, I'm already seeing how AI-based decision-making is impacting and transforming enterprises because they're able to now connect to and analyze the data across these different repositories, applications, devices, and analyze it very quickly. I'm seeing how intelligent bots are being leveraged and helping companies to reduce costs and increase the engagement that they have with their customers and, again, with their employees, and really kind of improving the overall customer service capabilities that an enterprise has. And finally, I think I've already started to see a lot around this robotic process automation where, you know, really kind of offloading some of these high-volume, low-complexity routine tasks and really starting to improve some of the accuracy that's associated with these. So throughout these podcast series, I think we're going to explore a lot more of these use cases and really talk through some of the customers and find out what they're actually doing, because that's really where we're going to see this innovation happening.
You know, I'm really excited to dig deeper into this podcast series and into some of those examples that you highlighted. But what do you think AI and ML mean to the enterprise? And does this mean that we're all going to lose our jobs?
So, you know, I definitely can understand why you may ask that, because there are fears that AI will replace humans in all our jobs. But really, you know, that's not the case at all. I really don't believe this will happen. As with other technology advancements that we've seen, whether it was the steam engine, electricity, internet, or mobile, there will be changes. But these changes will be in the types of skill sets that now we hire for. For example, the role of customer service rep may be more focused on handling the more complex issues or dealing with the loyal customers rather than needing to have the customer service rep handle the most mundane issues that come up every day. Offloading some of those tasks so we really kind of give that customer service rep, as just one example, the more strategic opportunities that not only keep them stimulated but really need that human interaction to make it work. I really don't see that coming through. In fact, I think we will work very well side by side and believe that it'll really help automate and augment the systems and processes, making us more productive, efficient, and giving us the insight to work and live smarter. In fact, my favorite quote I just read the other day is from Bill Gates, where he said, AI is simply better software. And with AI, you'll be able to be far more efficient using resources. You'll be far more aware of what is going on and what is, and it is very cheap now because your computers can see and hear as well as the humans can. And he really summarized by saying AI will ultimately result in hopefully more vacation time for all of us.
More vacation time? Well, you can definitely sign me up for that. Rimi, it's been a pleasure to speak with you today. But before we close, I'd love to get your thoughts on where you see AI going in the future.
You know, that's a good question because I think about this often. But now I really do feel that I am really looking forward to the day when I have my very own personal virtual assistant accessible across any of my devices 24/7. Somebody that can just help me, whether it's managing my schedule to booking appointments, just get taking care of some of those activities, which I've dreamed of in the past. I feel like it's very close and it's not that far off now.
You know, I'm looking forward to that too, Rimi. And perhaps one day all of these virtual assistants would be able to talk to one each other as well. Well, thank you, Rimi. I've learned a great deal from our chat and I hope our listeners have as well. I also wanted to thank our listeners for joining us today. To learn more about AI and what it means for the enterprise, be sure to tune in to the rest of our podcast series, A Practical Path to AI. You can find more information at www.oracle.com/cloudcafe. Until next time, this is Kelsey signing off.